It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Glad we're together again. Yep. I've got something to show you here. This says nothing, but this says clap. Can you clap? Okay. And this says stomp. Can you stomp with your feet? Okay. Nothing. Now what's that? Clapping. Yeah, clap. Stomp. Nothing. Clap. Mm-hmm. Can you do it? Now, there's a group of very gifted performers who call themselves Stomp. And they use all kinds of things to make their rhythm music. Brooms and cans and all sorts of things like that. Now, I thought you might like to meet them. So I asked if we could come to the place they're rehearsing today. And they said, sure. So let's just go. Go and meet the people of Stomp. Come along.
Everybody, look who's here. Come on up, Fred.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good seeing
you. How's it going?
Great.
It's good to see you.
Looks
again.
Like it's going well with you, huh, Matt?
You?
How are you?
Good.
Would you like to meet everybody?
I sure would.
All right.
Hi. This is Hillel.
Hi,
hello,
good to Hillel.
Meet you.
Glad to meet you.
All right. Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Kim Marie.
Hello, Kim Marie.
Michael.
Hi,
I'm Michael.
How are you?
Glad to
you know, I'm Matthew,
here.
And you know Mina.
Of course.
This is David.
Hello, David.
How you doing?
And Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. What was that you were doing when I came in?
It's from a piece we called Hands and Feet.
Well, I saw a lot of hands, but I didn't see much of the feet.
Well, we add in the feet later. Would you like to see?
I would.
All right.
Yeah,
great.
Thanks.
Good.
Great.
Three, four.
Well, you use your hands and your feet and a lot of other things, don't you, when you do your stomp work?
Yes,
yeah, lots
yes
of
we
other
do.
I mean, I see things all over the place here. Like, what are those?
These are buckets. And shake that.
Shake it? Like a tambourine, huh? Mm-hmm. How do you get these with buckets? I mean, what are these things here?
These are rivets that they use for, like, building buildings and stuff like that.
I see.
And so you can, what you do is you make that sound and then hit the bottom.
So you had these specially made for you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Would you show me what you do with them? And you...
Sure.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Is that ever fun?
Yeah, it's great.
What do you do, like this? Ooh. Yeah. But you know, a lot of people don't have things like this to play with.
That's true.
Did you always like to do rhythm things when you were little?
Ever since I was a little kid. My mom asked me if I wanted to play piano when I was 5, and I was really excited about that. And I'd always drum and play, especially my father and I, we'd always, do stuff. And,
Use your body like this.
Oh, yeah. Your bodies can be an instrument, too. So,
what about you, Amina?
Yeah, I've been beating on things ever since I was a child, too. My parents would say, stop beating, and my mother came to see the show. She was like, all that beating finally paid off.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I did as well. Just use my body and use the table, and I used to use my desk and the top of the desk at school. So get a bass sound down here and a snare sound up here.
You know, the neat thing is you can pretty much make an instrument out of anything. Here, I'll show you. Follow me. These are what we call pipes, and they're made out of rubber. Here, take that and bang it on the floor.
Oh, bang it on the floor.
Yeah. They're all different notes.
Beautiful. And you make up your own songs?
Oh, yeah. Would you like to hear?
Sure would.
All right, here. And that's David.
This yours, David.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.
What now?
Bum, or even all bum, different sounds. And,
this is one of my favorite numbers in the show because it's so delicate, and it's just all of us working together, and each person only has one number and one pipe, and it's a lot of listening and to create music because the pipes can make very pretty sounds, and you have to pay attention to them and play them like a finely tuned instrument. So it's very
soft, isn't it? I suppose the drums aren't very soft.
No,
Amina,
the
take them up to the drums.
All right, you want to play the drums?
I'd like to try the drums.
Let's go around the back.
Oh, okay.
We'll enter from the back.
All right.
Me first. Yeah, it's kind of cool. These are called the blue bins. Mm-hmm. They're the bass bins. And as many as 2 people can play them at once. And we use them basically for backbeat, like to play behind something that's going on in the front.
How do we do it?
Well, you take these beaters, which are made of hammer handles with some tape on the top of them, and you just kind of slap. Exactly. So you play this one and this one. Maybe you hold down a rhythm, something like this. See, it's very easy, and it's a lot of fun, too. You can get a lot of sounds out of these. You can hit the rims or the sides, or you can, click the sticks together.
Sure. Wow.
So, Matt, why don't you show him how we do the brooms?
Yeah, Fred, come on down here. We'll have some fun.
All right.
Okay, don't
David. All right. Here's a broom.
Yeah?
And the really neat thing about the broom is that when you hear a broom sweeping, hear that soft sound it makes? You can make a rhythm into it, but then you bang the end of it, makes a nice hard sound. So you can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. and make a nice rhythm. So what we'll do is we'll start with that rhythm and kind of see what happens.
All right.
All right.
Good.
Oi, oi. Oi, oi. Because you get all these different rhythms with different brooms all making one song together.
Beautiful. Now, that's just part of one of the things that you do in mm-hmm. Stomp, is it?
Yeah.
Could I see some more of it?
Sure.
Without me?
Why don't you take a seat in the audience, and we'll show you what we do.
This yours, David? Thank you. You are such special neighbors. Thanks for allowing me to visit today.
Thank you very much, Brad.
You're always welcome at my place. You know that. I know you have a lot to do, so I'll get back to my place and see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's get back to work, yeah? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Come along. That was fun for me. Stomp. We can clap for the fine work they do. Now let's have some make-believe. Get the trolley here. Trolley. We've been pretending that Lady Elaine Fairchild got angry and turned Grandpère's tower upside down. She's even afraid she turned Mr. McFeely into a doll. Well, let's pretend that she does her best to make things right this time as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, yes, I've been helping to sweep up, trolley. It seems there's always something to do to keep a place tidy. Yes. Grandpère's tower is still upside down, but since Lady Elaine's best friend is here, we've been hoping she'll help.
That's for sure, trolley.
Still over at the tower, Grandpère's tower.
Oh.
Hi.
There you are. Hi, my friend.
Hi. You like to take your time with your sweeping, huh?
I do.
Lady Evelyn.
Yes,
dear. Do you think that Lady Elaine will ever turn this tower right side up again?
I hope she will.
I do, too, because Grandpère can't get any sleep, and he doesn't have much of an appetite.
All because this tower's upside down?
That's right.
And what about you?
Oh, me. I'm worried about Mr. McFeely. That's who I'm worried about.
Do you think Lady Elaine really turned him into that doll?
Somebody said she did.
Well, we could easily check on that.
How?
Well, to call Mr. McFeely on the phone.
On the phone? Oh, that's a great idea. I'll go see if I can find Grandpere's tower phone.
Good.
Yeah, just a minute. Here it is.
Thanks.
What a good idea.
Hello? Yes, this is Lady Aberlin. Would you please connect me with the speedy delivery service?
Yes.
Thanks.
Oh, I hope he's there.
It's ringing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Hello, Mrs. McFeely? How are you today? Fine?
Oh, fine.
Oh, good. And is Mr. McFeely fine, too? He is?
Good.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, no, I was just wondering how you both were today. Oh, yes, and please give him my best, too. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, good. Oh, very good.
That's good to know.
So it's just a doll.
It sounds that way.
Oh, I wonder if Lady Elaine knows that for sure.
Well, I'll go find out. Mm-hmm. Now, do you mind if I leave this broom here with you?
Your broom is welcome anytime, and so are you. Bienvenue, as Grandpere would say.
Oh, merci, Daniel. Mm-hmm. I'll be back.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's good.
Mr. McFeely, is that you? You don't look like yourself, especially. Oh, well, I'll tell you, hon, it's a sight turning people into dolls and all. Lainey's so worried, I just don't know what to think about it. Oh, isn't it a beautiful day here?
Hi, Betty.
Oh, you startled me there, Betty. For a minute, I thought maybe that doll was alive.
You did?
That's worrying Lainey, you know.
She's worried about the doll.
Yes. Well, that's the biggest thing, hon. There we were playing with the clay and doing a few beautiful tunes on the steel pan and all, and all of a sudden, Lainey just burst into tears. I'll tell you, it surprised my heart, and I don't get too surprised by too many things, you know.
You say but Lady Elaine anyway, burst into tears?
Well, that's it. She's worried that she turned Mr. McFeely into a doll, and she didn't mean to, and she doesn't know how to turn him back.
Oh, well, you can tell her she doesn't need to worry.
Why not?
Because I just spoke to Mrs.
Assembled guests, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Yes, where is Lady Elaine Fairchild?
She's in the museum, King Friday.
Kindly summon her.
Well, that means you want to see her out here, I guess. Mm. Well, who knows whether she'll come or not. I mean, I've been with her almost continuously, and she hasn't said she'd be willing to come.
Kindly tell her that King Friday the 13th awaits.
Well, all right, then. I'll do my best. You know what I mean.
Yes, your best.
Well, okay then, hon. Here I go. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, I don't know if she's going to come or not. She's been upset.
Well, I'm certainly glad she didn't turn you into a doll, Niece Severlyn.
Oh, she couldn't do that, Uncle Friday.
She did it to speedy delivery.
Not really.
Well, there he is, right there.
Yes, there he is. And I don't know how I did it.
Fairchild, your neighbors are worried and angry about your behavior, and...
I am, too.
What did you say?
I said I'm worried about my behavior, too.
Well, what are you going to do about it, then?
First of all, I guess I'll say I'm sorry.
That's a fine beginning, isn't
it? That is a fine beginning, Uncle Friday.
Yes, but it's just a beginning.
Then I'll show you what Betty O and I made out of play clay. Betty, bring up the tower, please, Betty.
Oh! Oh, that's beautiful, that tower.
Yes, a beautiful tower, but what does the tower have to do with anything?
Well, she found out even if she couldn't draw the tower, she could make one out of clay.
But Grandpere's tower is like this.
Oh, that's easily changed. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
Hooray!
Hooray! You did it, lady!
Oh, go, lady!
Listen, I told you that's easy. But
what, Fairchild?
I can't do it. I've tried, but I can't do it.
Oh, Lady Elaine. Are you worried about the Mr. McFeely doll?
Yes. Oh. I guess I made him into a doll. And I don't know how. I don't know how to make him back to himself either.
Oh, honey.
Boomerang. Toomerang.
Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery.
Oh. Hello,
oh, where
Mr.
did
McFeely.
You come from, Mr. McFeely?
Well, I came from my neighborhood to pick up my doll. Did y'all have a good time playing with it?
Your doll?
Well, we had a kind of confusing time, Mr. McFeely. It's a long story.
Oh, and I'll be glad to tell you the story, Mr. McFeely. You see, Lady thought that doll was really you. And I tell you, man, that was a large worry.
Get back to the castle. But before I go, I will give you one citation, Fairchild.
Okay.
You are to help Lady Aberlin sweep up whatever mess has been incurred by your topsy-turvy behavior.
Okay, where's the broom?
Oh, over at Grandpere's tower.
Might as well go and tell Grandpere I'm sorry, too.
That's a good beginning. Now, I say farewell to you all. Farewell.
Farewell,
King Friday.
Did your boomerang get you into trouble, Lady Lane?
It sure did. I've got to remember not to use it when I'm angry.
Just remember your play clay and your steel pan, Lainey.
I'll try. You know, you're a really good friend, Betty.
Old friends are the best, Lainey, I tell you. And when are you going to come and see us in Southwood?
Well, I've got to go sweep up right now. But when I'm finished, I'll come down for a visit.
Well, okay, bye then. I need to go see how Janie is.
Okay, Toots.
Well, okay then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Betty-O. Thank you.
All right, now, shall I boomerang us over to the tower?
Well, fine with me.
Well, wait till I get out of here.
Yeah, take that delivery doll and worry me no more.
Well, farewell, friends. Speedy delivery.
Farewell, Mr. McFeely. Now, we can go.
Hold on. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
You did it.
Oh, heureusement, merci mille fois. Oh, la joie, la joie.
Grandpere, I want to tell you something. I'm sorry. My mad got the worst of me. I'm really sorry.
Grandpere, look what Lady Elaine made.
Oh,
out of play clay.
Oh, c'est magnifique.
You like it, Grandpere?
Oh, oui, c'est très bien. Je l'adore ça.
Well, if you like it, it's yours. Take it and know that I'm sorry. I'll try to be a better sport next time that I'm mad. Now I guess I better sweep up the mess.
Here's my broom. I'll get you one in the B room, Lady Lane.
Okay, Toots.
Hi, Charlie. Yes, we're so glad.
Lady Elaine says she'll try to do healthier things next time she's angry. It's so important to know that there are things you can do when you're angry that don't hurt you or anybody else.
What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag and see how fast you go? The more of those things you find, the more grown up you're getting to be. You know, as you do that, I hope you'll remember how very proud I am of you. And how glad I am to be your neighbor. See you later, fish. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. Feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have plenty to talk about, don't we? Plenty of things to think about and to do. What that says? Remember what this one says? I'll be thinking about you and be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Doink!